discuss what's been going on in ladies' college golf.
Oh, and I good. Don't know, we're finally going to get to this.
Did you see what the USC team did the other day?
Yeah.
They were in a tournament in Washington.
But what's going on here? It's Clarence Murphy, our maintenance man here
all
in the building.
Right. It's Clarence Murphy, the maintenance man here in the building.
Yeah, you just said that.
We're on the air, yeah. Clarence.
I was just down in the boiler room giving the pipes the old once-over with the monkey wrench, making everything nice and secure
sure.
and tight and plumb and all that. And I heard you fellas talking about, let's see, football and baseball and everything.
Yeah.
And I heard you talk about competitive eating and thought I'd come in here and share my experiences with you.
Oh, you have experience in this too.
I'm a world-renowned competitive eater, and I've taken on my share of eating challenges.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm the original man versus food.
Oh, really?
Yeah, back when I used to follow Fireside Chats, they'd have my program on the radio, and I was the star of it, man versus food.
Really? Okay.
Well, the one I kind of made my name on was when I once took on Henry VIII in a funnel cake eating competition, and he won and immediately chopped the head off of one of his wives. He was a party animal like that. Yeah. Cracked us all up.
Timeline doesn't work here for me, Clarence.
Be that old.
And a couple years later, Satchel Paige, Woodrow Wilson, and I had an Angus beef eating competition.
Oh, really? Who won that?
Woodrow ran away with it. He was crazy, man. And I also had some.
Are you okay?
Yeah. I had some eating competitions with some locals. I remember back in the 80s, Dale Hansen and I were in a rib eating contest. And
oh, who won that?
Gloria Compost. 87 ribs.
Wow.
Yep, she also threw a couple tubs of slaw on top of it just for good measure.
I didn't know Gloria could eat like that.
Oh, yeah.
She's a little woman.
I once went up against Elton John in a wiener eating competition. He won that pretty easily. Didn't even chew them, just slipping down his throat.
Oh, gosh.
That's the way to do it, yeah. I hear.
And I was once in I worked at an exotic seafood restaurant.
Uh-huh.
I was the front of the house manager there.
Yeah.
And Rod Stewart came in there, and he enthusiastically took me up on a challenge to see who could eat the most sperm whale. When they brought it out, he forfeited, saying he misunderstood the challenge.
So that story is true. If this story is true.
You can't believe his story.
2 hours later, he had a stomach bump in the ER. Sure enough. And this one, I just want to tell you, fellas, I was in a whipped cream eating competition back in January at a bar in Tempe. And
oh, really?
Yeah, I want to go ahead and get out in front of this one.
But it's August.
There may have been some pictures. And
okay.
Josh Hamilton and I finished 1-2. Just wanted to get that out in the open.
Okay, well, that's probably good.
Anyway, those are stories I want to tell you.
That's all you wanted to tell us.
Come on down to the boiler room. I just made a fresh batch of pecan sandies.
Oh, good.
Okay, I like those. All right.
Our favorites.
Yeah. Bring your own ginger snaps if you want them, though, because I'm out. All right.
Clarence.
I don't believe any of that.
There's Clarence Murphy, your maintenance man. 8:49 here on Sports Radio 13.